Hashtag SAFM Weekend View.
Let's move along now to a very important story, because this week's decision by the Reserve Bank to hike interest rates by 50 basis points, taking the repo rate to 4.75%, the biggest rate jump in 6 years, will further squeeze an already pressed consumer and economy. But with a massive fuel price hike looming on the horizon, it can only get worse. Next month's fuel increase can potentially push prices to as high as 25 rand a litre for diesel at the pumps. Some are calling on the government to extend its temporary relief on fuel taxes to be extended, because it comes to an end at the end of this month. The Road Freight Association has warned that uncontrolled fuel increases of the road freight logistics sector, or rather fuel increases, could lead to a collapse of the sector. CEO of the Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly, joins us on the line. Now, Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Udo, and good morning to all your listeners.
The last time we had a chat, the sector was recovering, adapting to the unrest in July. The time previous, we spoke about how the sector was battling to come to grips with the supply chain problems around the world as a result of COVID. And now we're dealing with a war that is potentially crippling the sector. I just want to know, up until now, how many businesses in the sector have closed down as a result of the problems that I've raised?
There have been a fair amount of businesses that have closed down. You know, obviously, there are a lot of transporters out there who aren't. So we won't know. We know that from our membership alone, there have been at least 25 businesses that have closed down. Of those 25, one or two of them have been rather large businesses. And then there have been a lot of little businesses that have gone down. And little businesses are important. They're important to the future of the sector. Hmm. They're important to how we grow businesses in South Africa. And more importantly, every single truck that travels on the road takes a product somewhere, is part of the competition, and ensures that you and I get our goods wherever we may live.
How small are the margins at the moment, and how is that increase, the next increase, going to impact you guys?
Well, the margins are very tight, depending on what sort of route you run and whether you have any long-term contracts. Your margins could be as thin as 2%, and there are some who operate at a slightly bigger margin of about 4.5% if they're very lucky. So margins are really, really very thin. If you now look at what could be a 3.20 rand, 3.50 rand litre, and a lot of small and medium operators just don't have that sort of cash, those reserves, to buy that fuel, because many of them operate more or less on a hand-to-mouth sort of principle. So they'll do a job and then get paid. Mm. And a lot of them, their clients take 30 to 60 days to pay. So it becomes a very, very tight cash flow squeeze for very many operators.
I'm just imagining a situation where, and I can't imagine too many other businesses, where your input costs across even just a three-month period could increase by easily 30, 40% across that period.
Correct. I mean, when you've got something that is almost 50% of your operating costs, like fuel, and when you have no control over that. So even let's say that you've got a short term or a couple of trips that you're going to do, and you went and quoted or tendered for it, and you said, I'll move stuff for you backwards and forwards over the next 3 or 4 months. And every single month, the price that you quoted just gets wiped out by these sort of fuel increases. So you were, you know, putting fuel in at 1 rand, and I'm just going to use round figures here, 1 rand a litre the first month, and by the second month you're at 2 rand a litre, and then 3 rand a litre, and you've got no real ability to affect what you've already signed and agreed and committed to.
I mean, that is endemic to your industry, because it's always dependent on fuel price increases. It's just in a very unstable market at the moment.
Correct. And Udo, that's why we've said we've given a couple of proposals and asked a couple of questions around how do we stabilize this? Couldn't we as a country find a far more stable source of fuel, or create our own fuel like we used to do? I think that's what Sasol was created for many, many years ago.
Would you push government to do a deal directly with Russia that has invaded the Ukraine? Surely that's an option open to us as South Africa.
I didn't get all of that. You know, I lost a bit of that. I
Well,
heard
let me
deal
say it
directly
again.
with Russia.
Let me say it again. In your deliberations, in your discussions with government, would you encourage them to do a deal directly with Russia to get oil from them, regardless of what their stance is in geopolitics?
I think that would be very, very important for us as a country to survive. Otherwise, we are just going to eventually not be able to move goods along the roads. And the roads is the only arterial that we have, or the only dependable mode to move goods around.
Gavin,
it sounds like a sound idea.
Okay, that's interesting. We're running out of time, but the only other trigger that government can pull short term now is to play around with the levy. The break that we all have had from Treasury comes to an end at the end of this month. What is your direct suggestion in terms of what the minister should do with that fuel levy?
Situation. He has to continue. He has to keep that levy off the fuel. I know that is going to have an effect somewhere else. He's going to need to collect it somewhere else. But for the short term, he's going to have to either gradually increase that levy back. But I think right now he's probably for another 3 months needs to keep that levy off the fuel.
The line is terrible, so I just want simple answer again. So the Road Freight Association would be cool if we do a deal with Russia to buy oil.
Yes, I think we would be cool.
All right, we shall leave it there. CEO of the Road Freight Association, Gavin Kelly, and just the challenges faced by the logistics sector as a result of a fuel price, a diesel price, which at the pump is just escalating.